Grazie. Allora, nel tuo profilo trovo ancora altri.
Here daily going to hear from Shishila Shri Sanatan Goswami Prabhupada's book Shishi Brihat Bhagavatamrita. It is endlessly divine, beautiful, filled with Siddhanta, conclusions. We are starting to hear from it. Earlier, previous days, we have heard narration about greedy Brahmana that was worshipping Kamaka Devi. Kamaka Mata is one of the forms of Durga Devi. So he was worshipping her, desiring greatest wealth from her. He was praying to get the greatest wealth, greater than any other wealth. And he has received from her the most divine, glorious Shri Gopal mantra. Chanting that mantra, and by the blessings, mercy of Kamaka Devi, he has reached Sri Vrindavan Dham. And there he has met Lord Krishna's friend, intimate, dear friend, Gop Kumar. Gop Kumar got to know about whole life of this Brahmana. And when he told to Brahmana about it, this Brahmana was speechless. He was amazed. How is it possible that Gop Kumar already knows everything about me? How can he know? It is so amazing, this Brahmana was thinking, and he has asked Gop Kumar, how is it possible? How is it possible that you know everything about me? Gop Kumar told him, hey Brahman, Shrimati Radharani, she has already told me everything about you. She has revealed everything about your life to me. Brahman was in bliss. He was crying. And he started speaking about himself as well. He said, as I was poor, I got very greedy for wealth. Worshipping Kamaka Devi and praying to her for the greatest wealth, I received from her the most glorious 10-syllable Gopal mantra. By the mercy of Mother Kamaka Devi, I received Diksha from her in a dream. And chanting this mantra, I've reached the spiritual abode of Shri Vrindavan Dham.
Gopnath Tinto Purbo Teke, Srimati Radharani Jiyar Nipat Teke.
Although Brahman was speaking about himself, Gop Kumar has already got to know everything about him from Srimati Radharaniju. This Brahmana that was greedy for wealth, he has surrendered himself unto the lotus feet of Gop Kumar. Without sincerely surrendering, it's not possible to reach anything on this path of bhakti. Everything is gained by the mercy of Sri Gurudev. If someone follows the path of bhakti following instructions of Sri Guru, everything will be reached. Doing something on one's own won't bring the one anywhere. Sri Guru is showing the path, but the disciple has to follow the path himself. It's not appropriate to think that someone has received the diksha and now sadhu and guru will do everything for him. The disciple should follow the sadhana himself. In the same way as the food should be eaten by the person himself. Brahmana told to Gop Kumar, "Ho Gop Kumar, I was one very ordinary person. The real devotee is leaving aside all enjoyment and serving the lotus feet of Lord Sri Govinda. But I didn't have such a knowledge. I was poor and thus greedy for the wealth. Thus I worshipped Shikamaka Devi, asking for wealth. And I've received this most divine Gopal mantra. And by chanting it, I've received such a mercy of the Lord that I've reached your association here in Sri Vrindavan Dham. And in this way, me, such a greedy Brahmana, has gained your association. I don't have no knowledge. I'm surrendering myself unto you. Please bestow your mercy upon me and teach me how can I gain the mercy of the Lord. Please instruct me in this way. Please bestow your mercy upon me. Gop Kumar was thinking a lot. Gop Kumar was thinking, how can I speak to him by giving example of my own life. It's not appropriate to glorify one's own self. At the same time, he was thinking, actually, if I would speak by giving example of my own life, this Brahmana would benefit. Thus, I should speak about myself. Although the one doesn't glorify oneself, Gop Kumar was considering that if he gives example of his own life, this Brahmana would benefit by hearing it. So he started speaking how he became a dear friend of the Lord. So he started narrating, "Hey Brahmana, I was born at Govardhan, at Giriraj mountain. I was a cowherd boy with other cowherd boys. I was daily herding cows. Herding cows, I was wandering through the forests of Raj. Sometimes I was at Varshana, sometimes at Nandagram, sometimes in Vrindavan, on the banks of Yamuna. But, O Brahman, one day I've met one divine sadhu, saint. And from then on, from time to time, I would gain his darshan again. How was this sadhu? He was very divine. His moods, his divine loving moods, bhavas, were different than the mood of any ordinary person. I was a small boy, but I could understand it was not an ordinary person. This sadhu was not ordinary. So Gop Kumar was narrating further on. He said, "O Brahman, sometimes I would see this Brahmana at the banks of Yamuna, sometimes at Giriraj. Sometimes he was dancing and singing. Sometimes he was sitting and crying. Sometimes I would see him falling on the ground. I couldn't understand in which kind of bhavas he was absorbed. But sometimes I would even see him fainting and the foam was coming from his mouth. Sometimes I would see him sleeping on the ground and crying. Again and again I would see him with foam coming from his mouth. all of these divine moods, bhavas, transcendental loving feelings he was experiencing. All of these divine sattvic bhavas he was experiencing. I was a small boy. I couldn't understand what kind of sadhu is this. Many times I had the darshan of this sadhu. Once I was alone when I got his darshan, and this sadhu told me, "Oh boy, go and take a bath with Mother Yamuna. I will give you diksha." Gop Kumar was continuing his narration. He said, "Hey Brahman, from that day on, this sadhu was considering me his own. He bestowed his mercy upon me. He was very affectionate towards me. On that day, I took bath with Mother Yamuna. I got ready. And in the same way, you have received Gopal Mantra from Mother Kamaka Devi, I have received Gopal Mantra from my Gurudev." The Guru told me, "Hey boy, I've bestowed this endlessly divine Gopal Mantra upon you. And you should chant this mantra along with dhyana, meditation. Then you will see, oh boy, that whatever desire develops in your mind, it will get fulfilled by chanting of this mantra." I didn't understand much at that time, but I could understand that much that I should chant this mantra regularly. And I dedicated myself to chanting this mantra the best I could. Guru has taught me the mantra and the way I should meditate on it as well. So in this way, my Guru was going further on. He was laughing, singing and dancing, and he went away. For many, many days, for a very long time, I didn't meet him again. But I never stopped chanting this mantra. "Hey Brahman, chanting this mantra, the mood of renunciation developed in me. And thus, in very natural way, I left my family. A little by little, I was staying on my own. And I've left Shivrindavan Dham, Shivraja Dham, and I went to the banks of Mother Janavi, Mother Ganga. There, I've met one Brahmana that was absorbed in Kirtan. He was sitting on his own, crying, and in front of him, there was a Shila, some special Shila that he was worshipping, but I didn't have a knowledge which kind of deity is that. So I asked him, I offered obeisances and asked, hey Brahman, which form of the Lord is the Lord, the deity, the Shila that you are worshipping? And this Brahmana told me, oh boy, this is the Supreme Lord, the Lord of whole creation, Jagadishwar. I've never seen a deity. So when this Brahmana explained that his Shila is the form of Lord Narayan, the Supreme Lord Parameshwar, Jagadishwar, the Lord of whole creation, I was feeling myself very fortunate that finally I've gained the darshan of the Lord. After completing his service, his puja, the Brahmana has packed his Shalagram Shila in one bag and he has tied the bag into the branches of a nearby tree. At that moment, Gop Kumar became thoughtful. He had a doubt. How does the Lord feel when this Brahmana is tying him in a bag and keeping there within branches of a tree? He must be experiencing difficulties. And Gop Kumar has asked the Brahmana, hey Brahmana, you have so much bhakti, but after completing your puja, you are keeping your Lord tied within the branches of a tree. The Lord must be experiencing uncomfort there, feeling difficulties there. And the Brahman has answered, oh boy, I am one very poor Brahmana. From early in the morning, I am serving the Lord, offering everything to Him. And in such a way, I dedicate myself to service of the Lord, whole morning. But being that I am poor, after completing puja, I have to go and take care of my maintenance. Shastras, the scriptures are saying, this shloka, this verse, that describes that the Lord is not only a statue, but is Shivrajendranandan Shri Krishna himself. To consider the form of the Lord, the deity, to be only a statue, it's a great offense. To consider the deity of the Lord to be the statue only is a great offense. In actuality, it is the Supreme Lord Shri Krishna, Shivrajendranandan himself. Until a devotee develops such a mood that the deity is not different from the Lord himself, until then the devotee won't get much progress in bhakti. So Brahmana told to Gop Kumar, yes, you are true. Your consideration is right. But in my situation, I can't do much more. You should go to the nearby kingdom. There is a king there. And seeing his way of worship, you would understand what real way of worship means. You would like it very much. Gop Kumar told to the Brahmana. To Brahmana that came to him, and to him he's narrating about his life. He says, I went to the kingdom of that king and I got the darshan of this beautiful deity, huge murti, huge deity of the Lord Narayan. He was dressed in a kingly dress. He was adorned with a beautiful long flower garland. Having his darshan, I was considering it's Lord Narayan himself. I was having his darshan as if having the darshan of Lord Narayan directly. Seeing the way that the king was worshipping him, I was amazed. There, in front of the temple, there was a huge kirtan hall. There were so many devotees doing kirtan, dancing, crying. All these devotees, they were absorbed in worshipping the Lord, and I was in bliss having their darshan as well. The Maharaj, the king, he was arranging a wonderful prasadam. He did offerings to the Lord and his prasadam. He was serving to all the sadhus, all devotees. Gop Kumar told, O Brahmana, in this way I was practicing bhakti. In the kingdom of this king, I was staying there for a long time. I was assisting the king in worshipping the Lord, in serving sadhus. And with the time, one desire appeared in my mind, in my heart. I was thinking, I would like to serve the Lord, becoming a king. I was thinking, if I would become a king, I would worship the Lord in even better ways. I would be able to serve the Lord better and to serve the devotees better as well. The king of that kingdom didn't have a son. And seeing the wonderful mood and purity of Gop Kumar, the kingdom was considering that he should accept Gop Kumar as his own son. Before that Maharaj has left his body, he has taught Gop Kumar about everything, how to rule the kingdom, etc. And he has coronated Gop Kumar, established him as a king of that kingdom. In this way, Gop Kumar was further narrating to the Brahmana. He said, I was worshipping the Lord in this rajasic way. It means with great opulence. He said, I was worshipping the Lord. I was serving devotees as well. And after some time, one doubt has appeared in my mind. Which kind of doubt? It was related to prasadam. The doubt was in regard if prasadam remains pure after anyone touches it. If before Brahmanas accept Lord's prasadam, if someone else touches it before, is it appropriate that Brahmanas would touch it, accept it afterwards? Prasadam is transcendental. It shouldn't be considered as something ordinary. After offering preparations to the Lord, Lord accepts it, it becomes divine. It can't get impure anymore. It can't get contaminated. Srila Sanatana Goswami Pad says, he's quoting Brihad Vamana Purana, so many shlokas he has quoted within Brihad Bhagavatamrita. In these quotes from Brihad Vamana Purana, it is said that there is no fault ever in prasadam, that whoever touches prasadam, prasadam remains pure, transcendental. If someone considers differently that prasadam gets contaminated by someone's touch, that person is of hellish mentality and will go to hell. If there would be a possibility that prasadam gets contaminated by someone's touch, then it means that prasadam is not really transcendental. So, In regard to all these doubts, Gop Kumar was thinking what would be appropriate way to serve it. So the way of serving was made in such a way that after the offerings were done to the Lord, the prasadam would first be served to brahmanas and then to everyone else, to kshatriyas, vaishyas, shudras, etc. There is this famous shloka glorifying prasadam. Mahaprasade Govinda. This shloka describes that the persons that have less intelligence, they don't understand the glories of prasadam. That it shouldn't be considered that prasadam could ever be contaminated. So having all of such a thoughts, doubts about prasadam and the proper way to serve it, one day Gop Kumar has welcomed Saint Sadhus that came from far away. He has welcomed the sadhus, they did kirtan, and then Gop Kumar has served them prasadam in the way that they arranged in his kingdom. And after sadhus took rest, later on in the evening, Gop Kumar could express his doubts regarding prasadam, the way to serve it, to those sadhus, and they told him, "Hey Gop Kumar, if you want to know about the proper ways of accepting serving prasadam, then you should go to Shri Jagannath Kshetra, to Jagannath Mandir, where Lord Jagannath Dev prasadam is being served. There, no one is considering Lord Jagannath's prasadam to ever get contaminated. Boro, or the big brahmanas, saints, they're accepting prasadam there without consideration who has touched it. If you go there to Jagannath Puri, you can see the method of serving prasadam. There is no such a consideration of prasadam of Lord Jagannath getting ever contaminated. Even chandalas, dog eaters, or even dogs themselves touch it. There is a narration about the glory of Lord Jagannath's prasadam, about Narad Muni, who travels everywhere, has the darshan of the Lord, and who once in that way has got the darshan of Lord Jagannath in Jagannath Puri. He accepted his prasadam and he went away. He continued his traveling. And in that way, he has reached also Shiva Lok. He has reached Shiva Lok. being that he has accepted Lord Jagannath's prasad, he was still in great bliss. Mahadev, Lord Mahadev, Lord Shiv, he has seen Narad Muni in such a blissful mood, and he has asked him, "Hey Narad Muni, how is it that you are in such a blissful mood?" Narad Muni has answered, "Hey Gurudev, Gurudev or Narad Muni is Lord Shiv." So he told, "Oh Gurudev, you're right. Today I experience great bliss after a long time. I've received Lord Jagannath Dev's Mahaprasad." Because of that, I'm in such a great bliss. Because of that, I'm so blissful now. Then his Gurudev, Mahadev, Lord Mahadev told, "Is it so? But why didn't you bring some Mahaprasadam for me as well?" Narad Muni answered, "Oh Gurudev, when I received Mahaprasad, I became so blissful that I've forgotten about you. If someone is going to visit someone, some sadhu, guru, Vaishnava, some friend, it is a custom to bring some gift, to bring some Mahaprasadam. Narad Muni in that moment noticed that there is a little piece, a drop of Mahaprasadam still within, under his nail. He has taken it out and he gave that small, small portion of Mahaprasad to Lord Shiv. Taking that even small portion of Lord Jagannath's Mahaprasadam, Lord Shiv became extremely blissful. He was starting to sing kirtan and dance blissfully. His wife Parvati Devi arrived and she has seen her husband in such an extremely blissful mood. He's always in blissful mood, but now he was in some extremely blissful mood. So she has asked him, "How is it so? What has happened?" So Lord Shiv has answered that he has received a portion of Lord Jagannath's Mahaprasadam. And immediately Parvati Devi has asked, "Why didn't you leave some for me? I am half of your body." The wife is considered to be Adarangini, the half of husband's body. So Lord Shiv answered, "I've received such a tiny, tiny portion, and thus I didn't keep for you." So from this narration, we can learn that Guru even accepts Mahaprasad of the Lord after his disciple has taken it, has touched it. A small portion of Lord's Mahaprasad that was under the nail of Lord Shiva's disciple Narad Muni caused such a blissful mood, experience of pure love for the Lord. So this is example This narration is giving example how Lord's prasadam never gets contaminated. So this is the famous verse that describes the glories of the deity of the Lord. That to consider the form of the Lord, deity of the Lord, to be only a statue, it's a great offense, being that is in actuality the Supreme Lord Shri Krishna Vrajendra Nandan himself. So here we again come to that important point of simplicity, that being simple, sincere, will bring one to the Lord, and that unsincere person can't gain the Lord. Being simple, sincere, and also having subtle intelligence, these are the qualities required to gain the Lord. The persons that have gross intelligence are prone to committing offenses towards the Lord. What does the gross intelligence mean? It's a knowledge that can't understand except those subtle aspects related to the Lord. Those who have subtle intelligence, they can understand the topics of the Lord. And such intelligence will bring them to the Lord. When we say that someone is intelligent, it means someone is able to take care properly of himself, to range for different aspects of one's life. But in devotional life, this subtle intelligence is required to understand the topics of the Lord. We will now narrate a further story, further narration, about a small boy, 5 years old boy, whose parents were worshipping their deity of Gopal. On that particular day, the parents had to leave for some social occasion, and on that day, they had to arrange, hold the service, and leave. From time to time, there are such a social occasions, and the parents need to leave on that day. So from early in the morning, they were worshipping the Lord. They did Mangalarati, and further on, mother has cooked all varieties of tasty preparations, and she has kept it for the noon offering to be done by their 5 years old son. So they explained to the small boy, look, here are all the preparations, and you should offer them to Gopal at noon, And the boy said, "All right, Mom, I would offer it." The mother has instructed him. Then when he sees the sun high above him, straight up in the sky, it will be noon. So at that time, he should do the offering. So the boy told, "All right, Mother, I will watch the movements of the sun. And when the sun comes high above, directly above me, I will know that it's a noon and I will offer the preparations." So the boy was playing, and when he noticed that the sun is directly above him, he understood it's noon and it's the right time to do the offering for Gopal, the noon offering. So he brought all the preparations in front of Gopal. He has put tulasi on all of them. And he started ringing the bell. Then with folded hands, he has chanted the mantras that his parents has taught him. And he has asked Gopal to accept the offerings. He has closed the curtain of the temple and he went in the front of the altar and started chanting kirtan. When he went back on the altar to complete the offering, he has seen that all the preparations were exactly as he has left them. He has asked, "Oh Gopal, what has happened? You don't like the taste of the vegetables, the sabji and the kheer today?" He decided to do one more offering. When he came back again, he has seen the same. No sabji, no other preparation, nothing was touched. Again he asked Gopal, "What has happened? If you won't eat today as every day as mother does the offering, you will see. Look, I'll give you one more chance to take the offering, to eat it." Boy has brought a stick, and with a stick in his hand, he has threatened Gopal. He was angry. Gopal didn't accept anything. So he told him angrily, "Shall you eat or not? If you won't eat, I will beat you. Quickly, sit and eat." "Don't delay." And in that moment, Gopal sat in front of him and he started eating. Maharaj has told Bhakta Vatsala Bhagavan, glorifying the Lord, it means the Lord is very affectionate towards his devotees. Gopal has sat in front of the boy and he has ate everything. Seeing that Gopal has eaten everything, he has told, "You see, you ate everything so nicely." All the preparations, all the sabjis, ras, rice, kheer, rabri, everything was eaten. So the boy has told Gopal, now you go and take rest. And he has taken all the utensils. He has cleansed the altar and kept the utensils aside, the empty utensils. So later on, mother and father has come back home. They have come back home, they've changed their dress and got ready to take prasadam. There where they went, prasadam was not served. They didn't take prasadam there. So they came back home and now ready to take prasadam. They asked the boy to bring prasadam and he has told them, Gopal has eaten everything. They have asked, how is it possible? We have cooked so much for few grown-up persons. How is it possible that everything is gone? They have thought maybe their son has eaten after doing the offering, but they couldn't understand that he could have eaten so much. They've asked the boy again and again, and he would again and again repeat the same story. Mother, I did everything as you told. I did the offering, and actually first, Gopal didn't want to eat. I had to threaten him with a stick in my hand that I will beat him if he doesn't eat, and then only he ate everything. The heads of mother and father were spinning. They couldn't understand what has really happened. They've cooked, mother prepared the offering again, and they've asked the boy to do the offering again, now in front of them. In this way, as boy has few times repeated what has happened and parents not understanding, and further on, mother preparing all the preparations, mother and father were waiting, being hidden beside the curtain to witness how their son is offering. The boy again brought all preparations. He has put tulasi and he has asked Gopal to accept the offering again. He has told Lala, He has asked Gopal to accept the offering. As mother prepared everything and asked him, oh Lala, oh my boy, oh my small boy, my son, do the offering again. The boy did it. And he has asked Gopal to accept the offering again, to accept the offering as earlier. Gopal was considering, I have just eaten so much, how can I eat again? Still out of affection for his dear devotee, being Bhaktavatsal, Gopal again sat and he accepted all the offering. He started eating again, being hidden beside the curtain. Now parents themselves could witness it, having the darshan of their Lord Gopal eating in front of them. They were in complete bliss crying. They have said, "Oh, our son, we have offered with as much bhakti as we had, but we have done the offerings following rules and regulations. In Vaidhi, we didn't have that much love as you do, that the Lord would ever accept from us directly as he did when you did the offering. Merciful Lord Gopal has told to the parents, "Oh, my dear devotees, all your family, you and your son, are very dear to me, and in the end of your lives, you will come to me and serve me eternally." So this narration is again an example that with such a simplicity, purity, simple, sincere mind and heart, without having any other desires but to serve the Lord, in such a mood the Lord can be gained. And again, we remember this famous, important verse describing how the form, the deity of the Lord, shouldn't be considered to be only the statue, but the Supreme Lord Shri Krishna, Vrajendra Nandan, himself. And these narrations teach us that the Lord is Bhavagrahi Janardan, that he is the Lord that sits in devotee's heart and accepts his mood, his internal moods, loving moods towards him. So we are hearing about Gop Kumar, who has been born at Govardhan, how he became a king and further reached Jagannath Puri Dham. So in this way, Gop Kumar was narrating about his life to the Brahmana and saying, "O Brahmana, although I became a king, I've never given up chanting of the mantra, Gopal mantra, that my guru has given me. I've gained the association of devotees by chanting that mantra." So in this way, the narrations about Gop Kumar's life continue. And for the whole month, we are going to hear about it. We are putting our katha to rest today, and we are going to continue to hear further on tomorrow again. Sitai Gaur Sitaram Premande Hari Hari.